Florida's chief financial officer, Alex Sink, waded into the presidential race today when she discussed the recent financial meltdown. Sink blasted John McCain several times in a statewide conference call for his comment on Monday that the fundamentals of the U.S. economy are sound.
And I just had to ask myself which cabbage patch he's been living in. Because anybody who is out there talking to real people and looking at statistics and numbers like I like to do, knows that the fundamentals of our economy are in trouble. And I know from my experience that we can't have a president who is so incredibly out of touch with what's going on in real America.
Sink said she came to the conclusion after briefing Governor Charlie Crist and fellow board members about the hit taken on the state's treasury from the bankruptcy filing of investment banking giant Lehman Brothers and the looming possibility, since averted, that insurance giant AIG would go bust. Florida's CFO is perhaps the state's most popular Democrat, but has mostly stayed out of the political fray in her nearly 2 years in office. But Sink, who was neutral in the primaries but whose husband, former gubernatorial candidate Bill McBride, supported Hillary Clinton, came out strong today in support of the economic policies of party standard bearer Barack Obama.
Well, 2 years ago, he introduced legislation to address the deteriorating mortgage lending practices in our country under the name of the Stop Fraud Act, attempting to stop mortgage transactions that were promoting fraud and risk and abuse. And here we are in Florida. We certainly could have used legislation like that in the past 2 years.
Last week, a Quinnipiac poll found John McCain with his biggest lead yet in Florida this year, with a 7-point lead over Obama. That survey and a few others have led several key political analysts to take Florida out of the too-close-to-call column and move it towards the Republican. When asked why, with a struggling economy, Obama hasn't performed better in Florida, Alex Sink said the recent financial crisis should open up everybody's eyes.
It's going to be breaking through big time, Adam, from here on out. There have been a number of distractions in the national media over the course of the last 2 weeks, but with this financial crisis that we're dealing with over the weekend and yesterday and continuing on over the next number of days, I know that Floridians are concerned, and they're going to turn their attention back to looking at the policies and the issues and the type of leader that we need for the future.
When asked if Obama can do anything concretely that could help out Floridians, Sink said yes. She mentioned that her financial action team has noticed in the recent housing bill signed by President Bush that it would provide for local governments to purchase foreclosed housing and turn it into affordable housing.
Well, this is certainly could be very appealing. Where are the in tight times like we have, where are the local governments going to get the money from to enable them to contract with or to provide down payment assistance and that sort of thing? And so I think he's very well attuned to our need to support the local government entities as well as just everyday Floridians.